B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's a Rap Party podcast, and today you get me, Maney, and producer Nicole. Roy is in Florida. He had to take a personal day, and then Loren has to be home early on Fridays to go do mommy duties. And then my wife says, well, how come you can't come home early, and how come you don't take personal days? And I was like, there is way too much bullshit involved to take personal days. Like, you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes with our days off. And like Roy, at one point, Roy texted that like he's quitting the station and he's leaving all over vacation days and like time off. It is the most complicated thing ever. And even you admit that. And like, so to be clear, Roy, Loren, and myself, especially myself, believe it or not, I consider myself like more of the creative type. And I am not good with, you know, like your standard organization.
You're not good with following the rules.
Yeah. And
you're not a paper pusher.
I'm not a paper pusher. I'm not good at, but all three of us are probably guilty of it to some degree. And then also, I'm just not good at like, you know, your typical, like we have to fill out this thing, this form, and you have to put the amount of hours you take off, and then you got to make sure it's vacation and not sick. And it sounds super easy. But for people who are ADD and like creative, like the three of us idiots, it's hard to do. So we somehow fucked that up. And now we all think we have more vacation days than we think we do. So to put it bluntly, we'll probably be working every day right through Christmas. And then we'll probably be working on Christmas Day. I think I owe the company more days.
I think you do, because you're taking 8 days, and then you said you had 9, but you thought you had 3 extra.
Because 3 days that were vacation turned into sick days. But get this, one of my so our work day is 8 hours. They consider that a work day. And one of my days off, it only says I took 1 hour. Go figure. I don't know. Anyway.
It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
It's always a whole thing.
And our boss comes in and he's kind of like, you know, you guys are always the idiots that can't figure it out. And I'm like, yeah, dude. But we also don't ask the people in HR to come on the air and like, you know, do a show, like come up with funny, creative topics. Why doesn't our HR people, or why doesn't our big boss come in here and talk about his sex life with his wife, or why he got into an argument and walked out and went to a sushi restaurant? Like, that's what we get paid to do. And our boss, Quagmire, our big boss, should step up. And when corporate says, what's the deal? He goes, listen, those guys are the creative type. I don't expect anything out of them.
But that never happens, because we always get thrown under the bus.
Never happens. We are supposed to be kept in the same standard as everyone else in this building, but yet the people in this building aren't expected to come in here and do a radio show. How is that possible? So during a good 3 songs today, Loren and our big boss were going back and forth about vacation days while you guys were listening to throwback music and commercials, and I had to do live commercial. I'd be like, y'all stop for a minute. I got to do a live commercial.
And nothing, like, they were saying the same thing over and over again, and nothing got resolved to where I'm pretty sure he left and we're more confused.
Yes. And like, I said to Loren, I go, why did you keep bringing it up? And you guys listening, you know, you have that boss or the one person in your office that no matter how many times you look at it, they're going to say it's a circle and you're going to say it's a square, but you're talking about the same thing. That's the way it was. Anyway, we did have fun on the show today. It is always different when Roy's not here. And Roy's down in Florida, and he didn't bring his dog. He had to drop his dog off at a place. But Roy's going to come back with great stories on Monday, because he's going to some friend of Sterling's big mansion down there.
Oh.
So you know he's going to do something wrong. He's going to break something.
He is. And Callie's probably doing something. His dog is probably doing something as we speak.
He told us on the air that this couple is going to take Callie for the weekend. And he was like, yeah, Callie's potty trained, no issues, you know. And while he was saying that, she dropped a deuce right in front of them at their home.
I've watched Callie numerous times, and she's never gone in the house.
So she was just really nervous.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no, she's never done that.
You know, my story. I accidentally sharted twice before I married Amanda, and she goes, if it happens a third time, I just can't marry you.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a true story. I sharted twice while I was on dates with her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. One was, we were at this festival called the Italian Festival, and I had to judge like lasagna. Do you have any idea how heavy that is? And so I was drinking wine and eating like five different types of lasagna, and I tooted and I go, uh-oh, Amanda, I'll be back. She goes, oh my God, what happened? I go, I had an accident. I got to go run to the porta potty. It was before we got married. I was probably 35.
So you were a grown man.
Yes, but I couldn't help it. I just thought my stomach, my tumbly was rumbly. And I went, and it came out a little.
Okay, so what was the second time?
I don't specifically remember the second time, but I do remember her saying, and I quote, if it happens one more time, it's over. Like, I can't marry you. And I was like, okay, I got to pucker up.
Yeah.
It was another issue where I had a sharding issue.
You have the most
disgusting
stomach. Because even here, like you'll get here like in the 5 o'clock hour, and before the show starts at 6, you've already had gas. And that doesn't make sense, because all you've consumed is your coffee. And you must be putting either way too much sugar or way too much creamer in it, which you are, because you come in here and your coffee looks like milk.
I think I'm somewhat lactose too.
So we need to address that, and we need to make changes for your
body. Ice cream is so good, and I'll just eat the ice cream and know that in 10 minutes I got to go to the bathroom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bathroom.
That's so, like, if you are trying to do stuff with Amanda, will you specifically not eat things?
Yeah. I mean, I can't shart anymore. She'll leave me and my two children and take
and
them with her.
I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's the problem. And then what do I put on my Tinder? Hi, I'm Maney, professional announcer, sharter, and wine drinker. No, I'm not going to get picked up by anybody. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend is one of my best friend's bridal shower in Raleigh. So I'll be going to that. Fun.
How many people are there? Are you going to mask up?
I will mask up. I don't know how many people are going to be there.
Are you going to see your mom?
My mom's in South Carolina.
I thought you were going to see your mom.
I'm going next weekend.
Oh, next weekend's mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this a lesbian wedding?
No, it is a very, very Christian wedding.
Mm-hmm. And will you be hiding your tats? And oh no, wait—it's just the bridal shower.
Yeah, it's just a bridal shower.
So what are you going to do with all the penises?
I don't know. I guess enjoy them.
Have you been? You've been to a straight bridal shower before?
Casey's was my first. Mm-hmm. In January.
Did you drink out of the penis straw?
No, I think with it being a bridal shower, I think it's more classy. Like it's
not Amanda's.
I think because Casey's wasn't like penis things. It was just we did a bunch of different bridal games.
Okay.
Like we had to dress each other in toilet paper.
Okay.
And we had some appetizers and it was open bar. So we just got really shit faced.
Did you buy your lingerie?
No.
Because that's part of the bridal shower thing.
Oh. No, I got her like an automatic wine opener.
Amanda went through a bunch of her old lingerie that she wears or you used to wear, and she knew exactly who gave it to her based on the style. And so she took out this one thing that like she never wore. I mean, it was so skimpy and like, I don't know, just not my style or hers. And she's like, oh my God, I totally know who got this for me. She probably wore it and then gave it to me. She's such a whore. I was like, Amanda.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a very, she's a very... she's conservative in the fact of like not living together before marriage.
That means she's a freak.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's that. So they're getting married in March. I think they actually just bought their home together.
Oh, nice. How do you know her?
She was on the radio station that I was at. It's Brooke from Raleigh.
Yeah. Oh, Brooke. Okay.
So, yeah. So she's in Phoenix. So she's coming back for this. She's from, her family lives in Durham, which is basically like the Waxhaw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So does this guy's family, is he from Arizona then where she works?
No, he is actually from Oregon.
Holy shit. He's from Oregon. She's from Raleigh. They live in Arizona?
Yes, she is in Phoenix, and I believe he was in closer to Scottsdale. He was in residency. He's an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
And they met. I should probably know how they met, but
Tinder.
Maybe.
Craigslist.
But yeah, they've been dating and they got engaged.
Farmers Only.
Not too long ago. Probably Farmers Only.
So will they get married in Arizona? Will you have a destination wedding?
No, they're getting married in Durham.
So he's got to bring his whole family mm-hmm. cross country.
Yeah. Wow. His family's in Oregon, I believe.
That was some of the best time I had was like when I got married in Memphis and Amanda's whole family was in Memphis and we got married on a Saturday in April. But my friends started coming in like that Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then my family started coming in Wednesday and everybody was there by Thursday. We did a mixer Thursday night.
Roy said he's taken like 2 weeks off for his wedding.
That's cool. I couldn't at my station in Memphis. Someone gave me one. So I worked up until like Thursday. Then I took off that Friday. I love the station I worked for in Memphis, which, by the way, Flip Formats are a classic hit station now. They're not top 40 anymore. But the guy, Doc Flynn, who owned it, he just owned one radio station. Well, he owns two. He owns a sports station and a top 40 station, now a classic hit station. Awesome guy. In fact, I was scratching my crotch like I do. I touch my crotch a lot.
We know.
Inappropriately during times when I'm having conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kennedy, who works in Boston now, was my on-air partner, and she was bringing it up. And our owner, not our PD, not like the head of promotions, our owner called in on the hotline, the special line, and goes, you should put a camera on Manny's crotch. You call it the crotch cam and count every time he scratches it. And I was like, oh, my God, we have to do it. Now, our owner just said we have to do that.
Did you do it?
No, we didn't do it. But anyway, long story short, it was a great time. Destination weddings are the best. I had an absolute blast. The day of my wedding, though, we planned everything. We planned the music. Ooh, it was so cool. We had a DJ that loved us who donated his gift to us was his time. So he performed.
Cool.
And we had a band who, again, they donated their gift to us was bringing the band in. And whenever the band took a break, we had the DJ. But we had a guitarist who like was a session guitarist and played on like Phil Collins albums and Sting albums and Eric Clapton, like from Memphis.
Oh, wow.
And he was playing the cocktail hour in between the ceremony and our
reception.
And I was so pumped to go up on the top of the Peabody Hotel where we were married and hang out with all my friends and listen to this guy play. And I didn't get to do any of it.
Why?
Because we were taking pictures.
Oh.
And Amanda made it clear that the cocktail hour wasn't for us. It was for our guests. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Wait for you guys.
If I knew that, I wouldn't have planned it to be so cool. I could care less. Just give them oysters and beer. I don't care.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what I would do because, like, my dad's in Raleigh. My mom's in Myrtle Beach. I'm here, but from Raleigh. And I feel like it's very...
You would do a beach wedding. I could see you going out.
See, I don't think so. I don't want to, like... I could see myself doing a mountain getaway versus a beach.
Really?
I hate sand.
But you don't have to get married on the beach, but we can go there and just hit the bars and stuff.
But then what's the point of going?
After a few drinks, I would bring you onto the fucking beach and throw you into the sand.
Hell no. I hate sand. I didn't mind sand as a kid, but as an adult, like if I go to the beach, I will either A, stay by the pool. Or when I walk like a crab, like, because I don't want it above my ankles.
But when you went to Pride in Florida, you were all over the beach. And then you went to the Keys?
There's no beaches in the Keys.
There's not?
No.
The Keys doesn't have beaches?
No.
They're islands.
No, there's no beach.
What goes up to the water?
Not like rocks.
No.
Yeah.
I'd never been.
Yeah, like.
It's not like Castaway where there's just beach everywhere?
No. That's actually weird. There's not. We didn't go to a beach.
Don't you find that odd that these islands don't have beaches?
We were surrounded by water, but there weren't like sandy beaches.
Okay.
There's a state park that you can go to, but even that is like, it's more of like an exploring thing.
Okay.
Not a lake.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Okay. All right. Well, that is a wrap party, everybody. Hopefully you enjoy your weekend. We're back Monday with another week of fun. Week of fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.